Well, yes, friends, following those classic gospel favorites, we're back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show, here on the third and final hour of today's program. With that mentioned, we're still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario. It can also be heard over CFRC 119 FM in the Limestone City of Kingston, Ontario, Canada, and also throughout the Greater Toronto Area and Durham Counties through www.oshawarocks.com. With that mentioned, I would like to pause right now to share that we are in the middle of our yearly funding drive here at CFRC, which means we need your help in donating to our cause, and that is the cause of paving the way for the future of CFRC and also the future broadcasting here in Kingston. You can find out more by visiting www.cfrc.ca. With that also mentioned, I would like to once again welcome you all here to the third and final hour of this weekend's program. I'd also like to mention that we're going to pay tribute to a lady who was a true influence to my own style of music, and that was none other than Miss Jean Shepherd. She and Ferlin recorded in 1953 a song that would become a huge hit for them called A Dear John Letter. So, in honor of Miss Jean Shepherd, who would have celebrated her 92nd birthday Friday past, the 21st of November, born 1933 and sadly passing away in 2016, I'd like to play a back-to-back song by Ferlin and Miss Jean. With the first, of course, being that 1953 classic called Dear John, then we'll follow with the answer song called Forgive Me, John. With that, I would like to welcome in and say good morning to all my listeners out there in the listening area. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Overseas in battle, when the postman come to me, and he handed me a letter, I was as happy as I could be. For the fighting was all over, and the battle had been won. Then I opened up the letter, and it started, Dear John. Send back my picture. My husband wants it now. When I tell you who I'm wedding, you won't care, dear, anyhow. Now the ceremony has started, and I'll wed your brother, Don. Will you wish us happiness forever, dear John? Answer your letter the best that I know how. The way I feel about you, honey, really doesn't matter now. As you know, the boys will be coming home soon to be with their wives and their ma and pa. I'd like to come home. I'd like to see you as a wife, but not as a sister-in-law.
Forgive me, John, but I don't love your brother. I realize now that you're the only one. Write and tell me, dear, that you'll still have me if I
asking me to do something I can't do. It's hard to explain, but can't you see? My brother loves you, I reckon, as much as I do. And he married you, and I could never do him like he done me. But I wish you happiness forever. May you make him a true and loving wife. There's nothing for me to come home for now, so I'll re-enlist and live my lonely soldier's life.
Well, yes, friends, following those 1953 classics by Ferlin and Miss Jean Shepherd, we're once again back here, and it's that time to remember a selection of East Coast favorites once again. With that, we'll send out some songs to my dear friend, the King of the Newfies, as he is known, and it'll be a classic for him and his beloved wife, Miss Nancy, and a classic called Christmas Time's A-Comin'. Then we'll follow with a song by Dick Nolan and a classic that we like this time of year called Blue at Christmas. We'll wrap up with a song going out to my good friend in Pugwash, Nova Scotia, Peter Trenum and his wife Myrna, and it'll be a song that Peter recorded many years ago called You Can't Take My Memories of You, which I understand was written originally by Hank Williams, the country music Shakespeare. However, he never came to record it. So with that, we'll send these out to all our East Coast listeners. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Christmas time's a coming, Christmas time's a coming, Christmas time's a coming, and I know I'm going home. Holly's in the window, home is where the wind blows. I can't walk for running, Christmas time's a coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing? Joy, joy, hear them singing. When it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, and I know I'm going home. White candles burning, my old heart's a-yearning for the folks at home when Christmas time's a-coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing? Joy, joy, hear them singing. When it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes a-falling, lonely hearts a-calling, tall pines a-humming, Christmas time's a-coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing? Joy, joy, hear them singing. When it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, and I know I'm going home. Yes, I know I'm going home.
Thank you.
day you tell me you are leaving, that you are going far away. Darling, I've got no way of holding you, so this is all that I can say. You can't take my memories of you. You can go and leave me oh so blue. Break my heart and you can make me cry, but you can't take my memories of you. I tried every way to make you happy, but I guess it was never meant to be. So today you say you are going far away across the deep blue sea, and you can't take my memories of you. You can go and leave me oh so blue. Break my heart and you can make me cry, but you can't take my memories of you. And gaze at the stars as I wonder where you are, and pray someday that you'll come back to me. And you can't take my memories of you. You can go and leave me oh so blue. Break my heart and you can make me cry, but you can't take my memories of you.
Sing white Christmas beside the fire and our Christmas tree. Well, the wood upon the fire, it don't want to burn, as though it had a mind it's waiting for you to return. And you never had the blues till you've been blue at Christmas, and it seems I'll spend this Christmas without you. Blue.
time of year. Well, the lights upon the Christmas tree keep going off and on. They seem to say, you're all alone, she's gone, gone, gone. And you never had the blues till you've been blue at Christmas. And it seems as though this Christmas I'll be blue. Yes, it seems as though this Christmas I'll be blue.
There'll be moonshine and homebrew, Blue Star beer and rabbit stew. We'll have a good old Newfie Christmas, all right.
Hello, this is Michael T. Wall, the singing Newfoundlander, and I would like to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from Johnny Woodlock and myself right here on Way Back Country Christmas.
A good old Newfie Christmas, all right.
And now, friends, it's once again that time in the program to pay tribute to the high lonesome sounds of bluegrass music as we pay tribute to some great bluegrass legends. First of all, I'd like to send out my happiest of early Christmas greetings to my good friend Sparky, also known as Sandra Day, in Ingleside, just down the road here from Cornwall, Ontario. For her today will be a classic by one of the true pioneers of bluegrass music, the legendary Stanley Brothers, Ralph and Carter, and a Christmas classic called Christmas Time Is Near. Then we'll follow with another all-time favorite, this time by the queen of bluegrass music, yes, Miss Rhonda Vincent, and Going Home for Christmas. And then we'll wrap up with none other than another all-time favorite of that high lonesome sound of bluegrass, and it'll be the man we all remember as the voice with a heart, Mack Wiseman, and his Christmas favorite called Christmas Memories. With that, I'll say good morning to each and every one of you listening in. And just a reminder that, yes, next weekend, until the end of December, we'll be paying tribute to 100% Christmas music. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Out in the country about this time of year, everybody's happy, Christmas time is near. Children playing, running to and fro. Santa Claus coming, riding on the snow.
I remember years ago when just a lad at home, how long for Christmas time nothing could go wrong.
Nowadays I look back, seem like just a year, going back to see them all, Christmas time is near. Once again this year, waiting for me at the door, Christmas time is near.
I can see the pine trees now swaying here and there. They seem to know it's Christmas time, there's joy everywhere.
Ice froze on the branches, the water cool and clear. Snowflakes are falling, Christmas time is near.
Christmas time is near.
Flying home for Christmas, it's been planned for several months. I count the days 'cause I just can't wait to see the sights of home. Growing ever anxious as I watch the falling snow. My mind begins to travel. Time so long ago.
In my dreams I'll go home again for Christmas with my family the way it used to be. Packing nuts and watching Mom making candy. In the old days that was a sight to see. Dad would have the fireplace burning brightly. We all would help decorate the tree with strings of popcorn and a little bell that go ding-a-ling, and the Star of Bethlehem where all could see. And daydreams are filled with memories. The sounds of carols as the snowflakes fill the night air. Toys from Santa and the love of family. Brightly, we all would help decorate the tree with strings of popcorn and a little bell that go tingling, and the Star of Bethlehem where all could see. In my dreams, my heart and mind are filled with Christmas memories.
Vincent, the queen of bluegrass music, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock right here at the Wayback Show. You take care and blessings to you.
Did it look like old Kentucky when the gates swung open wide? That the good Lord's got you playing somewhere up there every night? Is the grass any bluer on the other side?
Now, friends, I'd like to pay tribute to Ferlin Husky once again with a selection of songs that were recorded around 2006 and would be his final album, which was called The Way It Was. Now, this album was put together by our good friend Leona Williams and, of course, Ferlin Husky. We'll hear a selection first by a song called Champagne Ladies. We'll then follow with Old Memories Got in My Eye, and we'll wrap up with The Way It Was, which, of course, is a title track off this album. With that, we would like to salute Ferlin Husky with these all-time classics, which were among his final recordings. Welcome in, friends.
Champagne ladies and blue ribbon babies, sweetheart, what in the world came over me? Cozy situations, careless conversations, cause me to hide the marriage side of me. Drinking leaves to thinking. Thinking leads to cheating. I slipped around until you slipped from me. Champagne ladies and blue ribbon babies, they tempted me, but I met them halfway. Champagne ladies and blue ribbon babies, sweetheart, what in the world came over me? Memories and martinis are mixed up every evening in a honky-tonk on Losers Avenue. Long blonde hair and blue eyes, lonesome songs and soft lights. Darling, I've got everything but you. They tempted me, but I met them halfway. Champagne ladies and blue ribbon babies, sweetheart, what in the world came over me? As she went walking by, I had to turn my head and look the other way, for an old memory got in my eye. Time was slowly healing all the heartaches she calls me. I could hear her name and still not cry. But yesterday the heartaches all started once again, when an old memory got in my eye. An old just stepped on me and walked on by like she had never known me. At first I thought I couldn't stop my loving her, but I convinced myself I'd have to try. I think I might have made it in another day or so, but an old memory got in my eye. Just stepped on me and walked on by like she had never known me. At first I thought I couldn't stop my loving her. But I convinced myself I'd have to try. I think I might have made it in another day or so. But an old memory got in my eye. Yes, an old memory got in my eye.
My good friend Johnny Woodlock.
I say, a little old wine drink of me.
Now, friends, it's once again that time in the program to pay tribute to the third and final part of this three-part interview with our good friend Terry Preston Husky, the son of the much-beloved Country Music Hall of Famer, inductee 2010, Mr. Ferlin Husky, who we are celebrating today. With that, he is very much keeping alive his father's music in this era of country music today. Following this interview, this third and final part, we will hear an all-time classic, which I understand many in country music claim was the launch of the much successful 60s era of Nashville sound movement, which was of course by Ferlin Husky, called Gone. With that, please welcome back to our third and final part of this interview my good friend Terry Preston Husky. So what song, or what is one of your favorite songs of your dad?
So I actually have two of them.
Yes.
In my opinion, my favorite part of Dad and his music career was his more pop sounding stuff. Not necessarily the country sound,
mm-hmm.
but I loved like his jazzy. The World on a String album was always my favorite album that he ever did. And that's an old one. And there's a song on there called Love is the Sweetest Thing. That is actually that's probably one of my favorites of all time that I ever heard Dad do. But that whole album to me was great because it was more, it almost sounds Sinatra sounding. And and to me, that was where, and to a lot of people, that was really what he was best at. His best music to me was the more pop sounding music. And yeah. if you ever listen to Gone was it was country, and a lot of people believe that was the actual, you know, stone to what they would call the Nashville sound.
Oh, is that right?
They believe, a lot of people believe that's the song that actually ushered in all that particular type sound. That's kind of a pop sounding because it did cross over.
Yes.
So,
okay.
Love is the Sweetest Thing is still that's my favorite song that he sings. I love that song. And there's also a song that he did in the 70s, and I want to say it's on like the Sweet Honky Tonk album. I'm not sure, but it was called Rosie Cries a Lot.
Yes, I've heard that one. Yes, it's a good one too.
Yeah,
yes.
That one, I've always loved that one too. But the thing about Dad was like, he was just so versatile. A lot of people just couldn't put a label on him, whether it be country or pop or
comedy, you know, or gospel, even
comedian, actor. Yeah. He just, like I said, he just wanted to please the crowd.
Exactly.
And he wanted to do whatever was gonna pay the best.
So yes.
They were like, well, you sound good at this. You could do this. And so he's like, well, let's go and cut this in. Let's do World on a String. Let's do, you know, things like that. Stormy Weather. He would never shun anything away. He would try anything. And that was, you know, that was a major key to his success, really.
Yes. Okay. And so I guess I should ask, what would you say to your father if he was still alive here on his 100th?
What would I say to my dad?
Yes.
That's
a hard question. Yes, it is.
Yeah, that is. You know, honestly, I don't think there's anything that I would say to him now that I haven't already said.
Yes.
And basically, there was a conversation that I did have with him, and this was before he was even sick. This was years before, you know, he was sick, and it was right about the time, like, before he retired.
Okay.
For a while. But I remember that the two of us were watching a boxing match, of all things, which we did that a lot together. We were watching a fight, and it was just me and him, and we just got to talking about, you know, different things, and mm-hmm. I just felt it on me to actually really break down and tell him how I felt and how proud I was of him. And really, I told him, I said, you know, Dad, I said, with all the things that people, you know, give you praise for and mm-hmm. different things like that, I told him, I said, I just want to thank you for being my dad, and you did. And I told him too, I said, you really did a good job with all of us, you know, and I hope you realize that you know, different things, all of us kids have gone different ways, and when you grow up, you know, you get married, you have your own children.
Mm-hmm.
But I did let him know though that I told him straight up, I said, you really did a good job. Everything you've done, you may not have wanted to do it in the way that you did it, and mm-hmm. a lot of people may not have agreed with how you did certain things, but you did the right thing, and I'm proud of you just for the way that you did it Dad's way. And that's basically what I told him. I'm kind of rambling, but
that's all right.
It's kind of an emotional question.
Yes, it is. I guess the question would be, what would you like them to say about your father that they haven't already said?
That's hard. That's another part. What I would like for them to say is that they haven't already said.
I mean, he's in the Hall of Fame and different things, but
Dad, though, I'll tell you, he is the entertainer's entertainer. He was just in. remember watching him on stage at different times, and it didn't matter who else was on the stage with him, and they could have been a more popular artist at the time, but Dad was always somebody that stood out above everybody. When he was, when he walked on the stage, everybody, all eyes were locked on him. It just in the way that he presented himself, how he dressed, the way he moved, the way he talked, he was just, he was the entertainer's entertainer. I remember Bill Anderson told me one time, he said, man, he said, you know, I used to watch your dad like, you know, I was just glued to him on every performance that he did. I would, everybody, he said, and it wasn't just me. He said multiple people. And, you know, not just the fans, he said, but multiple entertainers would watch him and everything that he did and the way he did it. And it was, and nothing was ever rehearsed. It was all so, it all came so natural to him.
For sure.
That's something that a lot of people don't have in the entertainment business.
That's true,
just
Terry.
The natural
sure.
ability.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, that, thank you for a wonderful conversation, and I'd love to do it again sometime with you down the road.
Okay, Johnny, I really do appreciate it. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Take care now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And stay
you
safe.
Too.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
You too. Uh-huh.
Bye. Since you've gone, the moon, the sun, the stars in the sky,
friends, I'd like to send a song down to a very good friend of mine down there in Carthage, New York. Now, I know a lot has been said between the American and the Canadian people, but I still have a lot of friends and family down south, and I would like to wish them all a very happy Thanksgiving coming up this coming Thursday. With that mentioned, we'll also send this out to my good friends, who are just like family, Jimmy and Debbie Rogers of upstate New York. And I would also like to mention that this song is a song that made a lot of comfort to me over the years when I was growing up between the South and the North here. It's going to be an all-time classic by Perry Como called There's No Place Like Home for the Holidays. With that, we'll send this out to Jimmy and Debbie and all our other friends south of the border. Happy Thanksgiving, friends.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, when you pine for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays, you can't beat home, sweet home. I met a man who lives in Tennessee. He was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home. I met a man who lives in Tennessee. He was heading for
Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie.
Some pumpkin pie.
From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home.
Well, yes, friends, I do hope y'all enjoyed that classic by Perry Como, the legendary crooner of Christmas music. With that mentioned, we are once again back here. And before we say so long from this Way Back with Johnny show for this regular season, I would like to once again pay tribute to a celebration coming up on Friday, the 28th of November. And that is, of course, the 100th anniversary of the birth of the Grand Ole Opry, which celebrates its official 100th birthday this coming Friday, the 28th of November. First formed in 1925 in Nashville, Tennessee, becoming a very much beloved part of country music history, I would like to play a song in honor of the Opry's 100th that is by a longtime cast member, and that, of course, is a funny man from Bowes Gap, Tennessee, Archie Campbell, and a song simply called Christmas at the Opry. With that, I'll be back following this. Send us all home.
I want to be at the Opry on Christmas night.
That sound making all the clouds go? Why, of course, it's Uncle Dave making in his old banjo. I can see him now keeping time with his feet and singing 11 cent cotton and 40 cent meat. And as the applause dies down, there's another sound swelling from the heavens as memories abound of our friend Hank Williams and his lonesome sigh of cold, cold heart, and I'm so lonesome I could cry. And old Rod Brasfield, man, what a funny guy. He's there too with that opera in the sky. Keep him laughing, Rod, way up there in the blue. And from all of us, a Merry Christmas to you. Cowboy Copas, Hawkshaw Hawkins, Jim Reeves, Patsy Cline, singing all the great songs that made their stars shine. We still miss you and we want you to know someday we hope to join your Christmas Grand Ole Opry show.
I wanna be at the Opry on Christmas night.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time to say so long from the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC 101.9 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. With that mentioned, I'd like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the program this morning. Also, would like to say that Ferlin Husky passed away at the age of 85 on March 17, 2011. He'll forever be remembered for his contribution to country music. Now, before he passed away, he was also inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2010. Shortly before his passing, so he did live to see his induction to the sacred hall and hallowed spot in country music history. With that mentioned, Ferlin will forever be remembered for his link to the country music's early days, but also to gospel music, rock and roll, and many other genres as well. With that mentioned, I would also like to send us all home today with a song going out in loving memory of a beloved companion of mine for 15 years who sadly passed away last Saturday, my beloved companion Cinnamon. So in honor of her and Ferlin Husky as well, we're going to play The Angel Band by none other than Ferlin in honor of these two. With that, may God bless and keep you till we meet again next Sunday. And just a reminder that next Sunday, until the end of December, we will be paying tribute to 100% Christmas music here on The Way Back with Johnny Show and The Way Back Country Christmas. So long, and may God bless each and every one of you till we meet again. So long.
Is sinking fast, my race is nearly run, my strongest trials now are past, my triumph now begun. My spirit gladly sings. The Holy One, behold, they come. I hear the noise of wings. Come, oh, come, angel band. Come and around me stand.
Bear me away on your snow.
To my immortal home. Oh, bear my longing heart to him who bled and died for me, whose blood now cleanses from all sin and brings me victory. Come, oh, come, angel band. Come and around me stand.
Bear me away on your snowy wings to my immortal home.
Bear me away on your snowy wings to my immortal.
some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. Life have gone, I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison bars have flown, I'll fly away.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca right now and make your gift. Get a tax receipt or sweet, sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. Thank you for your support.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC